the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, July the 11th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. NATO in the balance with Trump at the summit in Brussels. Also on the Wednesday rundown, New Mexico reproductive rights advocates oppose a Supreme Court nominee, and summer meals open to kids, no registration required. First, our top story, Reuters reports President Donald Trump will likely declare U.S. support for NATO's mutual defense doctrine while pressing for increased spending commitments from NATO allies at the high-stakes summit in Brussels. That's according to senior administration officials. Reuters notes that Trump arrived in Brussels on Tuesday night for what's shaping up to be an unpredictable day of talks today with NATO organization leaders, given his volatile attitude towards allies he believes are not contributing enough to the collective defense. Confirmation hearings for the newest U.S. Supreme Court nominee are not likely before September, but Ross Brown reports the selection of Brett Kavanaugh already has New Mexico reproductive rights advocates mobilizing on two fronts.
Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains has joined its national organization in opposing the confirmation. Their concern is President Donald Trump's promise to put pro-life justices on the court with the goal of overturning Roe v. Wade, the 45-year-old ruling that granted women safe access to abortion. At the same time, New Mexico is one of 10 states that makes abortion a crime under state law. The Roe case guarantees it can't be enforced, but Marshall Martinez with New Mexico Planned Parenthood wants the state law to be overturned.
We at Planned Parenthood are working both to try to make sure that this confirmation does not happen, as well as to take this old law off the books so that if it does happen, we have some protections here in New Mexico.
Nationally, Planned Parenthood is calling on the U.S. Senate to oppose Kavanaugh and only confirm a justice who believes all people have the right to make their own health care decisions, including abortion and the use of contraceptives.
Several New Mexico legislators have already said they'll make rescinding the state anti-abortion law a priority in the next session. President Trump has pardoned two Eastern Oregon ranchers who inspired an armed occupation at a national wildlife refuge in 2016. Eric Teganoff has our report.
Dwight and Steve Hammond were sentenced to mandatory minimums of 5 years for arson on public lands. Oregon Representative Greg Walden applauded the pardon, saying the Hammonds were treated unfairly. But Jason O'Neill with the Western Values Project says this could embolden other extremists like the Malheur occupiers to take over public lands.
While they might be the minority, they're pretty loud and outspoken, as we've seen from the supporters in the standoff in a wildlife refuge. But really, the president has sent a message telling these anti-public land zealots there are no consequences for undermining every American's birthright to our shared public lands and national parks.
The Hammonds originally argued their mandatory minimum sentencing was unconstitutional, and a federal judge agreed. Oregon prosecutors challenged this decision and won. After a march to support the Hammonds when they were ordered back to prison in 2016, Ammon Bundy and other armed backers of the ranchers seized the Malheur Refuge.
You may recall Ammon and Ryan Bundy, the other key figures in the 41-day standoff, were eventually acquitted of all federal charges. Cities and states are using their collective influence to speed up the transition to electric vehicles.
This weekend is the second running of the Formula E Championship, 10 teams driving electric cars in a race along the Brooklyn waterfront. On Tuesday, against that backdrop, the Climate Group, an international organization dedicated to fighting global climate change, launched the Zero Emissions Vehicle Challenge. Climate Group CEO Helen Clarkson says cities and businesses operate large fleets, and by switching to electric, they send a signal to automobile manufacturers.
Zero-emission vehicles are here today, so the sooner we can really get them into the market, the better. And by really pulling this demand signal together, we give the surety to manufacturers that they can switch, and they can switch quickly.
The state of California, as well as cities like New York, Los Angeles, London, Paris, and major businesses around the world, have joined the Zero Emission Vehicle Challenge. According to New York City's Chief Fleet Officer Keith Kerman, the Big Apple is already in the process of switching its fleet of 30,000 vehicles to electric power. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Several countries, including the UK, Norway, France, and India, have said they will ban internal combustion engines beginning in the year 2040. And finally, Eric Gladys tells us summer activities for kids are at full pitch, and Colorado parents may not realize many of the same pools and recreation centers where kids meet up with their friends are also offering free nutritious meals for anyone age 18 and under.
Ellie Agar with the group Hunger Free Colorado says the federally funded summer meals program serves up healthy food at more than 500 community sites across the state.
There's no registration. There's no income requirements. Anyone can go, kids and teens, sometimes even reduce cost meals for parents and get these meals. So they've got fuel to get through the months and be ready to go back to school when we hit the fall.
While the program is aimed at kids who rely on school meals, Agar says it also helps parents who struggle to stretch food budgets when cafeterias close for summer. The program has launched a new texting feature to help locate meal sites with a smartphone. Just text the word food or comida to 877-877. The service will ask for your zip code and show locations near you. Maps and other information are also available online at kidsfoodfinder.org.
1 in 7 Colorado kids frequently don't know where their next meal is coming from. Last year, more than 1.5 million meals were served, and the program could hit or exceed that number this summer. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for News and Cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.